Hello, this is Zelig Pliskin of Eshet Torah. Our text is Life is Now. We're in chapter 40. Your moments of joy are unique to you. Every living person is unique, from his genetic makeup to his personal history. Since you are unique, your past and future moments of joy will be unique to you. You have your own unique style of joy in the present, too. Some people think about the joy of other people. Then they say, I'm just not a joyful person. I'm not as outgoing and friendly as some joyful people that I know. I would feel strange to act like some of the joyful people that I've seen. Realize that you only need to experience joy in your own unique way. Some extroverts are joyful and some are not. Some introverts are joyful and some are not. Some loud people are joyful and some quiet people are joyful. Who isn't joyful right now can choose and decide to create more joy in his own unique way. When you think about being more joyful, you only need to contemplate your own unique style of joy. Someone who was very shy spoke to me about overcoming his shyness. I replied, "You definitely can gain a lot by overcoming the limitations of being shy. But what is your personal motivation for wanting to be less shy?" "I don't really mind being shy," he said, "but I was told many times that being shy was holding me back from being happy. I feel that until I overcome my shyness, I won't be authentically happy." I told him, "I agree that you can gain a lot by interacting more with other people, but you can create many joyful moments in your life even before you go beyond your shyness. Joyful moments can be experienced when you are interacting with others and when you are by yourself. Your joy is in your mind. You create it by the way you talk to yourself and with the mental pictures you recall and create. You have the ability to be joyful when you pray and when you study Torah. You have the ability to be joyful when you do acts of kindness for others, even when they don't realize that you have done those acts of kindness for them. The more joyful you are, the easier it will be for you to overcome your shyness. Shyness comes from giving others the power to intimidate you. As you master joy from within, you will be more in charge of your own feelings. At the forefront of your mind will be the thoughts that create joy. This will free you from the thoughts that create the uncomfortable feelings of shyness. Since you have associated a lack of joy with being shy, you probably have added uncomfortable feelings about your shyness. From now on, you can look at shyness and joy as two separate qualities. Regardless of whether or not you become less shy, you can become more joyful. This will actually make it easier for you to speak and act with others in better ways. The fellow had a big smile on his face as he saw himself being more joyful and less shy.